I got a chance to watch the Olympic opening ceremonies with my mom in Indiana, Layla. And that included the lighting of a cauldron of flame, which was on a balloon, which rose into the air. And only afterward did I understand that the Olympic flame is not a flame.
Well, what seemed to you, Steve, to be a cauldron of fire and smoke, I didn't see it, I fell asleep, was beams of light and clouds of mist. Okay. The story of this spectacular illusion begins with its French designer. His name is Mathieu Léonard, and he was inspired by the first human flight by hot air balloon back in 1783.
Exactly at the same place, at the same location where we are today with the cauldron.
That was the inspiration. He next faced the problem of how to make it happen.
In terms of safety, it wouldn't be possible to get a real flame up to 60 meters high. So thanks to this system, it helped us, and basically it created an amazing effect by creating this strong light and foggy and moisty effect around the flame.
A fake flame would also be easier to defend.
If you have to use a real flame, you need to use an high quantity of gas. It creates CO2, definitely. So we wanted to avoid, in order to not bring more pollution and global warming.
So was this contraption going to work? Apparently, the designer found the answer at the same time my mom and I did.
During the opening ceremony, it was the very first time that all of us, me included, saw the final result.
He didn't watch alone.
It was super moving. I was with my daughter who cried and cried and cried.
Oh, every day during the games, 10,000 people get free tickets to see it rise into the sky. Here are Chris Sirac, Anne-Marie Shea, and Julie Yoon.
Well, it's quite wonderful. At the moment it rises up in the sky with the Eiffel Tower flashing, it's really emotional.
I feel like it's taken my breath away. I feel it's enchanting.
Really nice to see and really beautiful. Really glad that the Olympics are in Paris and we are proud of being French.
And I love this, Layla. The designer says he was surprised because people in France hate everything. He was surprised that people love this.
And it may be here to stay.
Yeah. The mayor of Paris says she hopes it'll find a permanent home in the city. Let me stand next to your fire. Hey, let me stand.